everybody. This is Classically Black Podcast,
where we talk all things classical music and being black in the profession.
With trap beats playing in the background. Not messing up the intro on 274.
Okay. Whoa.
You know, there was like one time, like maybe 10 or 20 episodes ago, we had to do it like 7 times.
Yeah. For various reasons. So.
That's and we wrote the intro. No one wrote it for us. Like, we know the words. I've said it every week for 5 years.
Well, if you guys are on Instagram, we have a new post up from last week's episode.
Delaney thinks it's a game. Go show that some. Delaney thinks it's a game. And go show that some love. Repeatedly. Yeah, no. Repeatedly. I have text receipts saying, I do not consent to this. I said it last week. I do not consent to it. Delaney don't care. She don't care. And I think that's insane.
Because I don't understand. No, because I just feel like, so last week, okay, no, this all started 2 weeks ago when Katie herself, by herself, without any input from me, came up with the intermission idea.
When do I give you input about the news? They don't see.
No, so I'm just clarifying. No, I'm just clarifying.
Clarifying what?
I'm clarifying how this all came out, because you're trying to make it seem like I'm just embarrassing you or whatever. So Katie came up with this intermission idea on her own accord completely. She brought it to intermission. I had to do a blind ranking based off of things that she chose, and I ranked the episode titles from most to least ridiculous. And it was all fun and games. I made it into a little graphic. We posted it on social media. Everybody was fine with it. She told me that it was my turn the next week. And it's crazy because I almost forgot. So I did it right before we recorded. Katie, not keeping in mind that she came up with this. So she knows how the game works. She know you're supposed to finesse it a little bit. Failed to do so. And then mad at me about how her ranking came out.
This is victim blaming.
How is it victim blaming, Katie? You came up because with the intermission.
First of all, the intermission got nothing to do with social media. You posted yours. I said that's
well, fine. But every conversation we have, we talking about social media this, social media that. So,
okay, you posted yours and it was cute.
Somebody got it. Nah. That's not.
I mean, so far, people don't read, so they think that like these are my honest. But honestly, like I felt very passionate about it last week, but like now I just don't care. I mean, I won't forgive you for it. I was.
That's ridiculous, Katie. There's nothing. But, there's nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. If you was reasonable, like it makes sense that if we posted mine, we will post yours. That makes sense.
Not the graphic, the way you went about things.
How did I go about it?
Because nah, it's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Because I didn't do anything wrong. Katie has done so many intermissions, but she don't care about how I feel. So many intermissions. You do one intermission ranking badly.
You cite the one intermission where it was a little precarious.
No, it was not. No, no.
The one little thing where I made you sing something in the style of something.
That's not the only one. It's not the only one, because you always joke, oh, Delaney loves an intermission. This one's going to be fun for her. Da, 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 da. You always joke about that. The one time I do a version of an intermission she chose. She knew the rules. And now it's my fault. That don't sound right to me.
You know what? Fine. I'll give you that. Because there might have been one or two times where I have put you through an exciting intermission. So I'll give it to you. Fine. Every dog has their day.
You have to give it to me. I already took it. So.
You said what?
I was saying you have to give it to me. I already took it.
Okay, girl. You have news or what?
That's the news. Like, breaking okay. News. Classically Black ending after 5.5 years. No, I'm just kidding.
Can you match over this? That would be so classical music, like arguing over this. That's I still gotta play Van Hall. I pulled it up.
Period.
I'm gonna see. I should play all these. I think I've played all of them except for the Walker. Oh, I've never played the Schrodinger. I should learn that. I've never played that. Maybe one day when there isn't 73 things to do.
I was about to say. So when you finna be doing that?
I need to
have a technique. I needed to start prioritizing technique because it got a little dicey this week.
Not you in the orchestra.
Can you imagine pizza? It's my right hand orchestra?
Too. It's my right hand too.
No, I just feel my hand feels. How do I describe it? My hand feels like not stiff. I don't know how to describe it. Like my hand's made out of Play-Doh or something. It's just time for me. I just need to brush it up with some Shardiac and some Hoffmeister.
Brush it down. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll see. I need to get through April. But I said that about March. And I said
you
that about
said
it
about every month. I just need to get through this month. And then what? So May? And certainly not June.
May should be better.
How May finna be
certainly
better?
Not June.
I was about to say, definitely not
May
June.
May should be better.
How May finna be better?
Because May finna be better because I won't, my students will get less because it's going to be summertime. A lot of my students are, at least half of them are tied to a school calendar. And then that's pretty much it, actually. So not much better, but.
And aren't you traveling?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a free weekend for the next like 6 weeks. It's actually a little overwhelming. But you know what? I can't think about it too much because it's going to trigger my anxiety. So. Like, wow, there's no break in sight.
Oh, I like how we just did that audit and then was like, yep.
Because I thought it was way worse.
It is. To be fair, because each one of those things has a drop down. We did an audit of everything that we're doing to try to like just get a picture because it's just like it's just too much stuff. And the problem is a lot of the things that are listed as one thing are actually like 5 to 16 things. Yeah. So...
I think like seeing it instead of having, because a lot of things just be floating around in my mind and I just like grab at one. So like, oh, it's Tuesday. I probably should have a video for Katie Makes a Vegan. Grab it down, work on it, floats back up. That's how my brain is. Like, it's just not organized. It's organized up here because I'm so used to having a good memory, but for years I haven't had a good memory. So that's, I just don't like seeing stuff written out because then I have to face it. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be good, it's gonna be great, everything's gonna work out.
Alrighty then. Okay, so news this week, there was an article that just dropped the other day in Vulture, talking about a situation at the New York Philharmonic that took place in the early 2010s. I feel like at least some of it sounded kind of familiar to me.
Yeah, I couldn't place it. Like, it sounded, did we hear this before?
Yeah, I don't know, because so basically it was about a sexual assault that happened amongst members of the orchestra, and yeah, the woman who would happen to, her name sounded familiar to me, and that's why I was like, maybe I've read about this before, but not necessarily in the context that they were reporting on it. Basically, the premise of the article was that this whole situation had unfolded, and the two members of the orchestra, I believe the principal oboist and one of the trumpeters, who were involved in the assault, allegedly, because we're not gonna get sued. Y'all can sue me if y'all want to.
I will at y'all on Twitter, MySpace, whatever. Leave me alone. Y'all have predators in your ranks.
Oh, I mean the predators.
Stop predatorizing. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Don't you got a valve to oil?
They're still in the orchestra. So basically, there was an alleged assault that happened when the orchestra was at Bravo Vale, the festival. And it was reported at the time There's details about it in the article, which I will link, but it was reported at the time, investigated. There was a separate DNA test done in a private lab that revealed some exposure to GHB, which is a date rape drug, which I was surprised that didn't come up in the initial test that the police did. Because I was like,
yeah, I didn't understand that.
I guess I don't know. Like, that's just, I feel like that has been purported as like the boogeyman drug. Because that's really the only one I know the name of. Like, I know the name of that drug, and I have for years, because everyone's like, oh, this is the one, like, whatever. So I was just really surprised that it was not on the list of initial drugs that they test for. But that came up, but the DA declined to prosecute the case. And so it kind of just, like, the orchestra went back to New York, moved on, all this stuff. So this woman was forced to stay in the orchestra with people who she feared because of this mm-hmm. incident. And there was another woman in the woman that was assaulted was in the horn section, and there was another woman who was in the trombone section who was also involved in the story, because she was really the only person that was openly supporting the victim. And it was one of the reasons why this was so just heinous, is because both of these women, first of all, they're the first two women in the brass section at the New York Philharmonic, and they were both in the midst of their tenure processes. And when they got to, and they were on track by all accounts, and of course at the end neither of them were granted tenure. And so, you know, people think that this situation contributed to that decision. The guys who were involved in the incident were not, well, one of them was on the tenure committee for the victim, but was removed. But it was not, this was in like 2011 that this whole thing happened. And it wasn't until, I think, 2018 that, after the whole like Me Too movement got really, really big. And you know what? Now that I think about it, that's probably when we heard it.
Yeah, because I would listen to Tap Into Classical Music News before Classically What. So yeah,
that had to be
that
when,
makes more sense. Yeah.
Because that's when the New York Philharmonic fired these two men. Because there also had been another incident apparently years prior in the orchestra that the organization seemed to not know about, but some members of the orchestra knew about, and it was kind of like, you know, a hush hush type of thing. And so upon learning that, and upon like all of this like Me Too stuff going on, they fired these two members of the orchestra after an investigation from like an independent investigator. Of course, they have maintained their innocence throughout all of this, and decided to go to their union to try to get their jobs back. And that's exactly what happened. They had an arbitrator who ruled in their favor and said that they need to have their jobs back. And so the New York Philharmonic was forced to comply with that. And this is interesting because I was wondering like how people felt about that, because this is a situation where it's not just the organization that has failed. Like obviously they failed to handle it correctly at the time. It wasn't until years later, and after both of those women were denied tenure and left the organization, well, had to leave because they had mm-hmm. a job there no more. It wasn't until years later that the New York Philharmonic even like took action on it, because they didn't have an independent investigation. They took the DA declining to prosecute as like the end all be all of the situation until there was some pressure on it because of the Me Too movement. So there's that failure there. But after they fired these men, and the union comes in and advocates for them, I I saw a lot of people like, oh my God, the New York feel this, New York feel that. And like, yes, the New York feel this and that. But like, I'm also just wondering, like, at that point, I don't know. We had Jen on to talk about unions, but like, I'm just wondering, like, at what point do we start to look at how they're protecting certain type of musicians? You know, mm-hmm. like, I'm sure, like, those women were also part of the union. And it's like, how are we mm-hmm. dealing with these disputes? And we have all of these, like, different parties that are involved. Katie, for all the answers? Solving the problem in one sentence?
Yeah, because the whole thing was just, like, a little confusing to me because... Yeah, I'm gonna be like Jen. So explain this to me like I'm 5. Wait, you know that episode of Office when he's like, explain this to me like I'm 8. Okay, explain this to me like I'm 5. because I don't understand how the same union didn't protect the women. I don't understand why. I mean, allegations are allegations, but like 2010 is not like 1980. Like, the complacency of the Philharmonic is a little alarming to me mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah,
especially like when I think about the personnel that I can go to with my problems. If I were to have some in an orchestra, I just could never imagine going to the personnel manager of MSO, who's an absolute angel, and saying like, you know, this and this and this, and her being like, well, we'll see. Like, that's kind of insane to me, you know. Like, she would never do that. Mm-hmm. And I even think about like leadership at MSO. It's just like, it just doesn't make any sense to me, you know. And obviously, like, we're talking about different, we're talking about different scales and different types of whatever, but still, like, the structures are the same. When it comes to, I mean, like, everybody has an image to protect or whatever, but I think you're thinking about the wrong image. You know, like, women aren't safe at your institution. And then also the timing just doesn't really make sense to me as well, just because I'm not saying that just because you were in the 1950s, you had to suffer, but I'm just saying, like, there was still a bit of hypervisibility in 2010 in the, like, you couldn't just assault a woman and just go about your life. I feel like even then. So this whole thing is just very, very confusing to me.
I mean,
people do it.
It depends on, like, I feel like this environment was a little hush hush. Like, I think we've talked about, like, the sometimes, especially when it comes to like areas where like in the arts, where it's like, oh, well, he's really talented, so like people love one of those. They love sweeping something under the rug because he's really talented. Like, that's their favorite little thing to do. So I could see that, because apparently somebody pulled apparently in one of like the rehearsals or whatever, one of the guys who was involved in the assault was like moving closer to the victim, who had a restraining order against him that was effective outside of rehearsals and concerts. And the woman that was helping her took a picture, and allegedly the principal tuba player pulled her aside and was like, girl, this is gonna hurt your tenure if you keep like getting involved, if you keep being so public about your support for her. So I feel like people just be going with the flow. But that's what I was gonna ask about New York Phil. Is like, I wonder, is there any recourse after that arbitration? Like, you know, because it's like, I understand, I'm sure there is, because like, you can't just be in arbitration like forever, but like, I mean, or maybe you can, I don't know, but like, they made their decision, the union came in, they made their decision, so they having a decision off? Like, I just don't understand, like, after this point, like, I mean, at this point, it's been many years that they're not coming back. But, like, in the future, like, how are women supposed to feel they in this orchestra? And these two dudes, they still there.
They still there.
Like.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Jim. Because I'm also very curious, like, at the end of the day, like, CBA union, da 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 da. This is still, like, is New York Phil an at-will? That's what I want to know. An at-will employer. Because what happened to just firing people? And obviously, no, the union, like, protects you. Oh, the tenure.
And they were fired. So, yeah, it was
like, but why can't you just stay fired? Like, I don't.
Because of the union. Like. They like.
In the tenure. Yeah.
Yeah. Tenure, it makes it hard. Like, they can't, yeah, they can't just be fired, because they were fired and then they got their jobs back. They decided to fight it. Some people might have went quietly, but they decided to fight it. And I guess, yeah, they said, like, apparently that the evidence didn't rise to the standard that they needed it to. That was the whole, like, reason why that the arbitrator decided to rule in their favor. So...
I just can imagine being a woman in this orchestra. Like, good luck, Dudamel. They even said that Vulture article even said, like, basically, good luck. You got to fix all, like, what a precarious situation to walk into.
Which is crazy because, like, even thinking about, I mean, I feel like even more so is, like, the personnel people and all that type of stuff. And because when you was talking, though, about, like, going to a personnel person and seeing how, and, like, not imagining how they would react in a negative way, I'm also wondering because, like, you know how people always say, like, HR, their job is to protect the company. It's not to protect you.
Right.
So I also kind of wonder how that came into play because... I mean, I still think that, like, even if y'all are trying to avoid a lawsuit for, like, firing people wrongly or whatever, I mean, I guess it would be worse if it was a tenured musician, but it looks worse if it's somebody who was assaulted in your orchestra and y'all let her go and not them. That's what looks worse. Maybe on paper it would be worse to try to fire two tenured musicians over one who was on a probationary status, but, like, I don't know what goes into that decision. So,
what I've realized more and more about classical music, like in orchestra specifically, is that a lot of y'all just have not been cussed out in a long time. That, and it just bothers me. It bothers me because I feel like for some, like, I don't know, the amount of stuff you can get away with, you play, like, for playing an instrument. This is say to me, like, obviously I'm not trying to deduce it at all, but I'm just saying, like, the attitudes and the drama, you assaulting people, you make people feel uncomfortable.
And then, like, y'all, like, I understand, like, it's not always easy to be, like, the person that speaks up, but, like, y'all didn't even warn nobody, like, y'all just...
And I wouldn't even know how I would feel as a member of that orchestra. Like, we just supposed to just go along, like, we don't got...
Right,
like two predators on stage and probably some more,
like, especially because,
like, we supposed to, what,
like, we're not finna talk about, he just giving an A and we just,
that is, like, so gross to me, like, so incredibly gross to me.
And y'all talking about the, oh yeah, yeah, they creepy and all this type of stuff behind closed doors, but y'all didn't warn nobody. If I knew somebody was creepy and they was, like, they was kind of a little, you know, they was too much, I knew that about them, I'm not just about to let no, you know, any old woman just frolic around with them, like, whatever. Like, you could say something. And she said, and that's one of the things that she said that she was hurt by, is, like, it seemed like everybody was, like, an unspoken thing. People knew about this previous assault that they was accused of and all this type of stuff, and nobody said anything to her about it.
I could also see a new person not being privy to the gossip. Like,
no, I'm not talking about her. She's saying that nobody told her. She was new, but other people were not new. And they did not tell her.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't, it's not right, but it doesn't surprise me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, well, obviously, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it doesn't surprise me that her, as the new person, doesn't know everything about everybody or wasn't warned about it.
I feel like gossip is stuff that comes through, and it's like lore of the orchestra. Gossip is something that's, like, you, once you're around, you're hanging out, you're, like, you hear stuff. A warning is, I come to you because I see you around dangerous people. That's what I, is a disconnect for me. Like, it's not something I feel like that you kind of like fall into. But
no, I misuse the word gossip, but like I could see why no warning was given. Everybody trying to keep their job at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to keep their job. People don't want to be involved in the drama, and a lot of people. I just feel like a lot of people are just not really content, and they just want to play their notes and go home. They just want to play. They just want to do the service and go home. And I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying I agree with it, but. And some people also, sometimes people just leave you to figure stuff out on your own, which is terrible.
Hope your niggas are happy playing your notes and going home. That's just terrible. I couldn't even imagine. Could not imagine.
And then also, because people don't want to be like, well, Delaney told me that he be da 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 da. You know, I would want a woman. I would be like, listen. But I can see how it wasn't, there was no warning, especially like people are so, it's not my business.
I could, yeah, knowing that, I could see why. I'm just saying, y'all,
I'm not saying it's right,
you know? It's just like,
it just about stuff like that. Like,
what'd you say?
Especially about stuff like that, and y'all be on tour. That's the thing that's scary about this is to me, it's like, okay, whatever, like, you going into rehearsal, whatever, you going home, you do the same thing for whatever, however long, 30 weeks or whatever. But, like, y'all be on tour and stuff. Like, y'all be traveling. That is dangerous.
Yeah. I guess people see it as, like, what am I really finna do? Because, like, yeah, it's kind of out of their power. Like, they might see it as, like, it's no point because what is that really going to do? But, like, I mean, you got to at least, I'm just one of those people, like, even if I don't think something that's going to help, or like, I think somebody might not take my advice or whatever. I'm going to leave you with that. You do with it what you will. But like, at the same time, especially from tenured musicians, you know, like,
yeah, like, what's
y'all are fine. Like, okay, so he go back and tell. Some people don't, they don't like confrontation. They don't want to be involved. They all that type of stuff. But I hope y'all understand. I try to be understanding because I'm not conflict averse. So I try to be understanding. There are some people who are. And they just, like, it's very, very hard for them to do stuff like that. It's hard for people to not just be a bystander or, like, whatever. I'm trying to be sympathetic to that. But at the same time, how many of y'all are in the New York Philharmonic? And how many of y'all are tenured? And how many of y'all knew? Like, that's the thing. Yeah. There was I was just reading about, like, a case like that. That it was, like, so many people looking outside the window, they saw an assault happen. They thought, oh, somebody else will call the police. Somebody else will call the police. And this lady was killed because of that. And it's
some of the things you learn in psychology. Yeah. That's why they tell you not to yell help.
Yeah.
Like when you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I remember. Because
ain't nobody finna help you.
Yeah. Because I remember her. Somebody was yelling across my street calling help years ago. And I was a little conflicted on it because of, you know, calling the police to your neighborhood. But at the same time, I was like, if it was me, you know,
yeah,
I would want help. I mean, the police, they might come. They just shot this lady who got kidnapped. They shot her out the car. So they came to rescue her. So that's like, I'd be kind of, but then I was like, well, you know what, just in case. But yeah, that type of stuff happens all the time. I mean, I heard her. She was, I heard her voice. I never saw her. I heard her. It seemed like she was running across. So I heard sirens. So wherever they ended up, it seemed like it was maybe a couple blocks away from me. But, That was crazy.
I feel there's a certain level of, like, you got to figure it out for yourself. You'll see.
Just insane. Assault? What? Yeah, I've lost the plot. I really hope some of y'all really, like, roll back. Real nice and stacked and strong. Because it's just too much to be having going on. Like, how long is this really supposed to go on?
Like, that's the thing that's so interesting to me about it. It's like, we've progressed so far past, like, you know. Because my conducting teacher was in the RPO. And he used to tell me all type of stuff about what will be going down in the orchestra. And then also he has his children playing professional orchestras. So he used to tell me all these horror stories and stuff like that. I just feel like we just so far past that, but it's just like, it really just goes to show that teachers pass down their toxic behavior to their students, and then the cycle just continues on and on. Because I really be having to bite my tongue sometimes. A lot of time I just be staring off the space. I'm like, I'll be like, a lot of times I'll be like, who the hell are you talking to? Like, or I'll just stare the other way. I'm just like, oh. And I'd be getting nervous sometimes because I'd just be like, oh, classical music has rotten your brains. Because I get nervous when people start talking to me crazy, because I'd be like, is there something on my face or in my body language or in my demeanor that makes you think you can speak to me that way? I get nervous. I'd be like, oh, we got to do something different. That's how I feel. I just feel like, I don't know. A lot of these people just haven't been cussed out in a real long time. Because I bet you if you grab that nigga by the throat, you shook him.
Yep. That should be the process. I also feel like, and it just sucks because it's like now the people who is actually victims is it's on them to speak up, because y'all couldn't handle a little, oh, so-and-so said this. Y'all can't handle a little that. That's crazy to me. And so, and then I will say some of the stuff, like what happened to the woman that helped her, who her also not getting tenure, that also be scaring people away. Like, and so I'm not saying, like, the people who are like not tenured musicians, like they see her, oh, she got denied tenure for publicly standing up for this girl. Like, yeah, that's gonna make people just be hush hush about it. That's gonna make people just not say nothing. That's why I'm kind of looking at the tenured musician sideways. But people embody that. If they felt that way when they was not tenured, it's not like they flipped a switch when they got tenure and now, oh, I'm puffing up my chest, I could do whatever. But I don't know, I just feel like it just sucks because you feel like your colleagues ought to have a little bit of integrity, and it seemed like they, whoever knew, because it was a guy in the orchestra that told her after the fact, seemed not to have it. And it's crazy because he made it seem like it was something that he forgot happened, which I'm like, I just feel like I just the rape allegation is not something I would forget about. Yeah. Somebody like what. And then the last thing about this story that was kind of crazy to me, I don't know if this jumped out at you, was the night that it happened, the husband.
See, what was that about?
Okay, because her and her husband, they're not together no more. So her husband was flying in, and his plane was like delayed or whatever. And she was like, oh, you know, my phone kind of run out of battery, but I'm here with friends. She was going to like, you know, get him from the airport or whatever. She was, you know, like unconscious for some of it. She doesn't remember the actual thing. And then when she got to the hotel, her husband is knocked out. It's been hours. He got off the plane and came and just knocked out. I feel like if my spouse was missing overnight and I knew they were expecting me, that's like the thing. Like, she didn't say, oh, I'm staying out, whatever. Y'all were texting, corresponding, like, I'm coming, like, she was finna get you. Like, that was crazy to me. And you just sleep like a baby?
See, but if I say man fuck like man, then I that's what I be talking. It's exactly the stuff I be saying. This is exactly the stuff I be saying when we be having our little we talked about this last week. Mm. This is the type of stuff. I wish that would be, I'm like, he wouldn't have to divorce me. I would have been, because first of all, I went through this incredibly traumatic thing. You drawing your sheet, snoring.
I'm missing. You don't know where I am.
You don't even know where I'm at. And maybe she was like, oh, she's with her colleagues, blase, squaze. Like, maybe that's what it was. But I don't know.
I just feel like, even especially, you know, like, you know, her phone is, you know, whatever.
No battery. Like, you just really didn't give a damn at all.
I just feel like you don't go to sleep until I come home. I really feel that. I really feel like that. I feel like you don't go to sleep until I come home, or you call somebody. You ask around. Where's she at? That's crazy. Overnight? That's insane to me.
Sleeping like a Batman.
A baby tucked in.
You got away from him just in case. Just in time.
Like, that's crazy to me. That is insane. Yeah, so that's that. I will link that in the description. And then the only other thing I will say is a congratulations to one of our Black XLI, Kedrick Armstrong, who was just named as the new music director for the Oakland Symphony. Shout out to Kedrick. Period. Directing music. He is succeeding Michael Morgan, who had a 30-year career with the Oakland Symphony before he passed away in 2021. And, yeah.
We got to talk. We might could do us a little situations. You know, it'll be hop, skip, and a jump.
I didn't hear that last part. Maybe it's for the best.
Since it'll be a hop, skip, and a jump.
Will it? That's what we always say.
Add it to it. I do the idea I had where you didn't care about was cute and it's for classically Black.
I don't even know what you're talking about. There's so many ideas floating around.
It really is not that many ideas floating around. Katie, they nailed down now. Katie, it really is not. It's not.
That list, don't make me bring up the list.
Okay, the list. I'm looking at the list right now.
No, actually. Not that list. The other list of like all the stuff. That's the this that year list. You know, it's in the drive. That's the this year list.
Not my drive, amen.
That's the this year list, and it's already a billion things on it. Nah.
It really ain't that bad. It's only...
Katie, we all know both of us. We all know that multiple
25 things.
We all know that multiple things on that have a drop down.
Right, but if you don't drop it down, it's 25 things.
Okay, but we have to drop it down to do it. Mm. What's the intermission? Because I'm now when my frontal lobe pops, then it's gonna be like, oh my God, in loving memory. Like, nah. I want you to remember this moment.
I was doing some research on, you know, trying to get my life on track. And one of the ways not to trigger anxiety is to manage your stress levels. And I was like, how am I supposed to do that? For me to manage my stress levels, I would have to do nothing else. Like do nothing. Everything stresses me out.
I would have to be in a coma. Completely. Like,
I need real answers. When I read that, I was like, please be free. Like, can someone be serious? Manage your stress levels? What do you mean? I would have to be on a mountainside in a lovely cabin.
This isn't the one I was talking about, but
okay, girl, that's look at the little itty bitty bitty list.
That's not the one I was talking about. This is just another one. Yeah.
I would have to be like on a mountainside, like on some what's that movie with Heidi? Whatever. That. Just me and some goats on the side of a mountain. That's how I can manage my stress. You see how you trying to scroll it? It's not even that bad, girl.
This is that. You are so annoying. You have
the
to.
The Lulu is a Salulu.
But see, that's the problem because you don't have to deal with it. I do.
What you mean? We both dealing with it. Deal with what? What you talking about?
With you being Delulu.
We both, if we're both delusional, then it balances out.
But I'm not as successful at that as you are.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. Anyway, the intermission.
I'm sure that falls right in line.
For the intermission, so I just wanted to know if anything weird ever happened to you at a concert. Last week we were playing. Oh, what's that man's name? Haydn. What did he write? The Creation. And we were playing Haydn Creation, and we all on stage, and then the I forgot her role. Anyway, one of the important people came out and she was like, we have a technical difficulty. We'll be starting 15 minutes late. Well, it was already 15 minutes in, so we'll be starting at 7, so start at 6:30. And I'm not going to say what happened because it's not my business to tell. But I turned to the principal and I was like, has this ever happened before? Like, something like this ever happened before? She's like, no. And then she asked the principal, she's like, anything like this happened before? No. Like, a concert, it just started late. It started at 7.
Somebody had booty demons?
You said what?
Said somebody had booty demons?
Can you imagine? we have to call it off. And see, that's why you don't eat before. That's why you don't eat before. I forgot. Somebody had it down to a science. Who was it? I don't know. I'm not going to put it out anyway, even if I can remember. But someone has a thing where they don't eat, like I think it's like 4 hours before. Like, I don't understand. I envy people who, like, let's get dinner before the concert. Girl, no. Like, even an orchestra concert? I would never do that. Just in case some go left. What can you do? I've never thought about, like, what if I have to get out of here? During a quiet movement, too.
And you don't make it in time.
Excuse me. And you gonna make it? Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Like, what are you doing? How do you even leave stage? I've never thought about, let me knock on wood. I've never thought about having to leave stage. That's why I don't play around with it. I don't. I do not eat before concerts. Dang. At best, the last meal I've had before a concert is lunch. At best, I don't even want to deal with it. I've never. And the thing, the little, what's it called? The shell? Not the shell, but you know, it's not. There's no shells at a hall. But you know, the little wall, the door. How you open that? The people behind open it. So you know, you trying to get your fingers in the little. They in the middle of the movie. They all measure 85. You on the side trying to go in with your fingers, trying to open it.
And you ain't making it time. You got stuff running down your leg. Oh my God.
It's all running down your leg. Where do you even put your instrument? You take your instrument with you. Like, if that's happened to someone, can you let us know? Obviously, it's probably like traumatic for you. I'm sorry about that. I just want to know the protocol. Cause I feel like if you were a pit musician, you could just go do what you. No one's seeing you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's still like, where you going? And the pit is also like a trap anyway. Like, some people be elevated. I don't.
So now you on the other side from where the door is.
I really realized that. I'm kind of good. I remember when I wanted to be an opera musician. I'm kind of good on that. It's too much. You all down there. Can't see nothing. You half the section elevated. You up on a freaking piece of wood block. Like, it's a lot going on in the pit. Anyway, like, what's the protocol? That's what I only play. And my stomach did a little. I didn't eat nothing. My stomach still went. It was so loud. I was so embarrassed. It was like,
okay.
I was so embarrassed. I looked around like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, quiet movement. But I was like, oh yeah, I'm hungry because I didn't eat. That's why I was like, that's what that sound was.
Take your poison.
Girl.
I mean, still take that over stuff running down your leg while you.
Oh my God. Like, there was one musician last year. She got food poisoning the day before. She didn't come the next day. Exactly. Because you never know. Cause either way, whatever end it come out of, it ain't gonna be good for you. Can you imagine you just playing, just throw up all over your, I almost said the instrument. You throw up all over your instrument, and you throw up that's I feel like.
Oh my God! Now they gotta take your stuff apart.
Or you play a brass instrument; it's all looped through.
Oh my God. Look, you gotta try to blow it out the other end, and you know you spread it.
Gross. Yeah, you can't play around with that. See, now I'm getting nervous because I was like, what do I eat today? I got a concert tomorrow. I'm like, what do I eat today?
Okay, tomorrow.
I don't play. So now I don't play.
Now you hard on. I don't eat the week of the concert because
I fast every week. Well, you know, hold on, that might be good. Right, write that down.
Okay,
I'm like, I don't even know. Somebody tell us what the protocol. Obviously, you leave. I don't even get up there and rehearsal. When I like, sometimes people get up, like, it's very rare, but you know, stuff happens. I mean, like,
yeah, you gotta go.
Remember this one girl had, like, a little incident. Like, she had a reaction, like, an allergic reaction, just in the middle. What you allergic? It ain't nothing but wood,
okay,
and brass in here. So she was like, oh, I can't breathe. It was crazy. That was crazy because then personnel manager came. She was like, does anybody have any Benadryl? It was crazy stuff. She couldn't breathe. She was just. We're in rehearsal, and so she got up, and even then I was like, where you going?
Okay.
It's like, no one.
Nah, you gotta die in here.
No, because it's like, people just don't get up. You just don't, you know what I mean? Because you did it to designated break time. And yeah, whole time she couldn't breathe.
People at orchestra be a whole throw that urinary tract ain't what it used to be.
That's damn, that's why. See,
shit, like a bendy straw. Longevity.
That's a
thing. I don't know.
I feel like I'm getting older too, because I remember a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, actually, it was like 7:15. We started at 7:30. I was like, I really should go to the bathroom before this. But I'm like, hold up. I'm like, you ain't young no more. We don't want no situations. And I went, but I don't like rushing because I'm like, what if something happens? We get stuck. I'm like, Katie, the bathroom is 3 feet away.
Just now the whole viola section got to play with their feet up because your stuff dribbling down the stage.
Could you imagine? Oh! Orchestra's so stressful.
Everybody calling you PP Katie.
Could you imagine? Getting bullied by professionals? Oh my goodness. But anyway, all that to say, has anything weird ever happened? Because I feel like concerts are normally business. I don't want to call nothing in, knock on wood. But normally concerts are business as usual. And I wanted to know, like, has anything weird ever happened to a concert you've been to or you've played at? Or out of the normal. Weird, out of the normal, out of the ordinary.
That I played at, not to my recollection, but now I'm like, what be happening? Like, I don't
stuff
know.
Don't really be it's either like nothing. It gotta be something. It's normally like traumatic. Like all of a sudden somebody like fall out their chair.
That's the thing. It's like I feel like something.
Is there a doctor.
Yeah, like nothing I'll that be crazy. Scared. The only thing that came to mind, I mean, for a concert that I've played in, was a concert at Eastman where one of the horn players was on the risers and it was during the quietest part of, like, I think it might have been Chike 6 or something.
She dropped her mute.
She dropped her mute, but she was on a riser, so it went down each step.
She probably was traumatized.
I would never show my face again. Each step is crazy. It was boom, boom, boom. Like, not you on the tippity-toppiest of rows. That's crazy. But other than that, I mean, we was both at that Gateways concert, and yeah, was that 2019, I think, where that group of kids, they was in the audience, and they got rowdy. They probably told them, like, this is not you got to be quiet, mm-hmm. like, that's the vibe of the concert, but they probably just didn't care, and just didn't really, like, get for real, like, no, nobody is talking, like, nobody is doing anything. And then whatever they had going on started getting louder and louder and louder, and to the point that the orchestra stopped. And it turned
I remember
around.
Correctly, Stewart stopped playing.
Mm-hmm. Stewart Goodyear, he was playing a piano concerto.
Because it's actually so distracting. I can't hear, like, especially, like, where the viola sit. MSO, we sit on where the cellos normally sit. We sit on the outside. So, like, I'd be so irritated. I will look over. I don't know how nobody else. It's distracting. Like, even when people are whispering, shut up. And I understand, like, I think about your grandma every time when she was like, can anybody look like they're enjoying this? Da, da, da. But it's like, it's hard to focus. You know what I'm saying? When you just, like, I can hear it. I'm sitting right here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's probably why he was like, I'm not going to keep playing. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
I went to a play the other, like, couple weeks ago. And
okay, outside. Mm-hmm.
For once.
Well, you didn't even tell me about this place, so I don't even know where you'd be going for real now.
I told you about this when I went to it. I told you, like, a day or two after. That's the thing. Katie be always trying to turn it around on me. Like, when we're in agreement on me. Especially because some of my stuff,
don't
like...
be a victim so bad.
Some of my stuff, like, it's actually, like, a kind of a problem. You know? Like, it's not like, oh, I just don't like going nowhere. Like it's
we got
of,
a couple more months before we switch it up.
Girl, we're gonna have to have a talk. Anyway.
You're gonna have to.
Nah, for
maker.
Real. We're gonna have to have a talk for real. But,
wait, what? You were serious about that message you sent me?
No, no, no. Not to talk about that. No. Not to talk about that.
I was like, girl, don't play
no,
with me.
No. Not about, like, the fundamental. Like, no.
Okay, then what did I talk about?
Later. We could talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about. So,
there's, yes,
know.
There is. I have stuff to talk about. We actually have a lot to talk about. I went to a play and I didn't know, because I was about to cut somebody out, that they had invited a group of middle schoolers to come, because there was people behind me. It was like serious stuff going on in the play, and it was,
yeah.
I was like, people was getting up and leaving and all throughout, walking across the thing. Like, there was so much going on. I've never been nowhere like that before. Like, I was I was about to put my Uncle Ruckus mask on, because I was like, these niggas are crazy.
Wait, so like, was a play like community theater, or was it like a company, like Theater Memphis? I went to the Glass Menagerie a couple months ago. That is a I wouldn't consider Theater Memphis to be community theater. That's like, those are actors. They are paid, like, they have several shows, maybe 10 to 15 shows a year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, because when we went to the Last Menagerie, they were like, you can leave, but you do not, you are not, you can enjoy it outside with the ushers on the monitor. Like, you're not allowed to come back in if you leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were very strict about that. That's why I was like, if you were able to just go in and out, like, they do that, did they do that at church? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know what makes something, like, how can you tell something is, because it came from a theater company, but, like, doesn't community theater sometimes, like, they have a name for the,
see,
like, I don't know. I
haven't played enough musicals and stuff to know the delineation. Yeah. But I think a community theater, I feel like it's volunteer.
Because I will say, they didn't even check my ticket when I went in, and I had to pay for it. So,
they didn't even
check my ticket. But they were selling tickets, and I felt like it was the, you know, it was a little, it just was a lot going on.
Where was it at a theater?
Yeah, it was at a theater.
Like, like a high school theater?
No, it was like a performing arts center.
Oh.
And this is a Black-owned theater company, so it was like, period, it's a Black play, whatever. But, like, the stuff going on in the audience, it was too, like, I've never been that distracted. I've never really, like, because, like, some of the stuff I've been lenient on, like, okay, I don't clap between movements, but if other people do it, I'm like, I come to expect it, you know, with that sort of thing. So I thought, like, I was pretty lenient about, like, etiquette and stuff, but it's been years since I've been to a play. And I didn't realize that, like, people were getting up constantly. Like,
no, that's
from
not
the typical. Middle of the thing, not even just the aisle, from the middle, excuse me. Yeah. Why do people, the people on stage crying and going through family trauma and all this crazy stuff. And y'all,
what play you were seeing? You saw For Color Girls?
Oh, girl, hell no.
I would never forgive. Who's produced that movie? I saw it in theaters. I would never forgive that era of Black entertainment. Ever.
And you know the culprit.
It was him?
Mm-hmm. To be fair, it's based on a book that was not.
But I'm going to say it's not. But when he dropped them babies off the, oh my, what?
And you know, when he saw it, when he read that book, he's probably like, oh, it's right up my little alley.
Right. Let me, how would I inflict trauma upon Black people?
Like,
I mean, I feel like that's not, because I feel like I haven't been to a play in a minute either, as in decades, actually, now that I think about it. But that's not normal. Getting up.
Oh, but it says professional theater company.
Oh. People don't be going to plays, but also you kind of read the room. And I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if you don't know, act like you know.
Because you've been to a movie theater before.
But they be cutting up. You don't be hear Fury talking about them. They be cutting up in the movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. Some people do. Yeah, I guess. People.
That's why I was worried to go see Renaissance, because I was like, I'm not trying to. But
you know, that's why
the audience was good.
Well, I'm so sorry. I went to see Renaissance in the. I went to a certain part of town because I just knew how it was going to be. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was cute. I was sitting there to these two ladies, and she was like, Beyonce, no, she bad. Like, it was fun. And people had their fans, but it wasn't too much. That's what I was worried about. Shane's the one who taught me into it, because that's part of the experience. People are going to be hyped. But I'm like, I want to hear what Beyonce's saying.
Yeah. Like, because it's not just the concert.
That's the thing. But people were fine. I think also helped. I went on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Because there were some people in there that I could tell, like, they was not fully, oh, I don't care, I'm gonna do what I want. They was gonna match the energy, so they was trying to do a little something when they saw nobody was responding.
Doing it, amen.
Because I'm just like, let's just, like,
girl, I'll take it up with Beyonce and why we can't watch it at home, which we haven't forgotten.
Like, ma'am, you've moved on, but.
And you all over, you know what? Beyonce's so ridiculous, because what are you doing in Tokyo when you should be making visuals? We still don't have visuals for Renaissance. So you gallivanting in Tokyo, excuse me? Girl, if you don't go down there to VH1 and press record.
Like, and they probably in a vault somewhere. She probably been watching
probably,
them.
She probably made them in 1984. Very good. Like, but you think it's funny. And that's what I don't appreciate. Because now we 2 years overdue for these visuals from Renaissance. Acting like you can't just film at your house.
Like,
don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. I'm starting to get mad. I'm starting to get mad, girl, because you designed t-shirts and stuff. And all now, you get it, do it on your iPhone. Make Rumi record it. Something. Talking about you are the visuals. That's what Gaslighter felt like to me when she said that to me. Anyway, but I bought her vinyl, so it will hold me over for now.
Period. I'll make sure to save this company so that we can go see them.
Okay. And we got to go see there's a all black, not your face changing. Girl, you look like your skin started melting when you go outside.
That's what it feel like.
There's a all black, what does SNL do?
Oh, sketch.
Yeah.
I'll try.
You don't like sketch?
It's fun when it's really done well. Hit or miss. I did see something.
It is hit or miss.
SNL that I was like, oh, okay. They've had a couple, you know, and I saw something recently. I was like, oh, okay. Because I do like, what are they called? Please Don't Destroy. I like them sometimes.
I like them.
You know, they kind of funny to me. So it really just depends.
SNL is so, because the potential is that, you know what? Whether they want to, I'm going to say it. It's when the more Ego has been on there and the more they use Bowen, that's when it's really like, this is freaking hysterical. Like, Ego is just so, she's just so funny.
Yeah.
I feel like last week was a good week. Who was the last week? Oh, Kristen Wiig. That was good. But yeah, there's lots to see and do. You've had years, my friend, of being in the house. My weird thing was really not a really weird thing, because the hour is nigh, was I played a concert and they didn't want to pay us, so we rallied behind at intermission, and I was like, I'm not going out there until we get paid. But the thing I that irritates me about classical musicians is that they don't stand on business. So when me and this other guy was out there, like, we're not going back outside until we get paid, and everybody else was like, yeah, well, maybe we just play a little bit. It's like,
maybe if they don't play us by measure 15, then
right, okay, but one bow, not two. It's just like, y'all don't stand on business, and I understand
maybe we don't do the repeat, like,
right. It's like, I understand, like, not everybody has stuff to lose, especially back then. I was way younger, whatever. Not everybody has stuff to lose. Some people need to be called back, some people da da da, but it's like,
But call back for no money.
And also, like, this is not like, it's not like this is like a orchestra that plays every week anyway. Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, you said what?
What was the name again?
Oh, you didn't hear when I said it before? You have to go back and listen. But it's not like this is like a 10-year track thing. This orchestra does not play every week. And it's like a once in a while thing. And I understand you don't want to be labeled as difficult. You don't want to sell your name in the industry. I've yet to have any problems. But I was very irritated by that, because back then that was a lot of money to me. It's about a lot of money to me right now.
To say, okay, back then, come on, big bucks.
But like even more than, I was a grad student, like even more than. So I got, you know, every once in a while, I get a little out of character. I'm not perfect. I was backstage after the concert yelling, and somebody told me to calm down. And I'm like, when have you ever told somebody to calm down and they calm down?
Who said calm down?
And it was an old black man. Of course, it was an old black man who said that.
I know them.
And it's like, huh?
Do I know who?
Maybe, but not one of our problematic in our problematic rotation. Yeah, I got a little out of character. I'm not proud of that moment, but I spoke my mind, because I'm just like, yo, you had us down here, like, I'm trying to pay my rent, and you over here talking about, like, oh, technical difficulty, da, da, da. So that was something that was, like, weird that happened backstage. But classical musicians can be a little annoying, because everybody got opinions, but nobody's saying nothing, which even circles back to the thing we talked about at the top of the show. Everybody got opinions, but don't nobody, everybody keeping it to themselves, nobody wants to stand on business, nobody want to.
That's the thing. I love saying so business. Annoying. Like, not like in a sense that, like, oh, let's argue, let's, like, whatever, but it's just like, stuff just you could nip it in the bud. Like, y'all just let stuff drag out and out and out, and then complain about it, and like behind closed doors, and like
and whatever. I ain't say it, but you ain't hear it from me, and it's just like.
I remember when I was standing on business one time, people like in a group chat, it was in a big group chat, and people texted me on the side, oh, thank you, Delaney. I'm like, so if I screenshot y'all messages and send it to the group, then I'm wrong. Because y'all let me out here. I'm swinging, and ain't nobody saying nothing, but y'all text me on the side? That's crazy to me.
And it's like, I guess, like, when I think about it, because there's been plenty of things that I've done where you get paid for it in retrospect. Like, I think most things actually... I mean, depending on what week you fall on, well, I'm not talk about MSO because that's like a established organization. But like for gigs and stuff, like I played for an artist over the for a Christmas video that they were doing, and I got paid like three. I mean, when I did that John Legend video. Okay, and like TV. We got paid like 1 or 2 months after. I feel like that's normal. A lot of things are like you get paid like 90 days. After or whatever. That's not what this was, because when you sign a contract like that, you say like, I know that I will be paid 90 days after I turn. I've done an article in which I kind of fell back. That was my first article I did that was like that. So I'm writing her like, girl, I haven't got paid yet. She's like, girl, you get paid. You read the contract.
Writer.
Okay, you are also a writer. She's like, girl, you didn't read the contract. You get paid 90 days out. Okay, pencil. We should. But that's not what it was. We were told that the check would be on the stand. And that's why I had to get a little ignorant. So it's like, you could, if you want to pay us 30 days after the concert, you could pay us 30. If that's what the contract said, that's what the contract says. Y'all do iOS contracts and lose them. And then, like, hello? Oh my God, black people. Anyway, we move. You don't be on TikTok. That sound, I got plans for when I see you next for TikTok sounds. Hopefully they're still trending. You know that one where it's like, black people, and then no, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, you don't be on TikTok. It's so funny. Anyway, let's move on, because you know,
we moving on.
It's a rarity, but I have somewhere to be.
It's not a rarity. You was just somewhere last night. We moving on, or we?
We moving on.
Oh,
we wait, or we what? Oh,
I mean, we are hour in.
We might really could. Anyway, girl.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Time for Black Excellence, where we hype you up, gas you up, and give you your props, because there's room for everyone at the top. You talking about somebody, Delaney? Because that face. Mm-hmm.
I just had to switch tabs.
Okay. I was like, you're weak.
Okay, this week I am talking about Regina Carter. You know it's a little Jazz Appreciation Month. I had to throw in a little jazz violin in there.
It's Jazz Appreciation Month.
You know, we talked about that the last
episode. We did. And we had a thing planned, and then we scrapped it like most things
we did.
We did it?
We'll talk.
Oh my God.
We'll talk.
No, we will not.
Well, we got. Okay. So yeah, Regina Carter was a jazz violinist. She started on piano at age 2. But the piano teacher decided that she should take up violin. She started playing violin at the Detroit Community Music School. When she was 4 years old, but still was playing the piano. Come on, multi-instrumentalist. But she also has a classical background. She played in the youth division of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra growing up, and studied in master classes with renowned violinists like Itzhak Perlman, and Yehudi Menuhin. And she also... was really interested in jazz growing up. She was introduced to Ella Fitzgerald when she was a kid. That kind of like,
you know, my girl, right?
Kind of, you know, put that little jazz seed in there. She performed with the Detroit Civic Orchestra, as well as a pop funk group, when she was in high school. She also took up the viola, oboe, and choir. She studied classical violin at the New England Conservatory before switching to jazz, and majoring in jazz at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. In her career, I mean, she's been, I remember seeing Regina Carter on the cover of Strings magazine, and I was like, come on, Black Woman, like a couple years ago, and being like, oh. So since then, she's accompanied many huge performers like Aretha Franklin, Lauryn Hill, Mary J. Blige, Dolly Parton. She's also played with Max Roach and Oliver Lake. And she's been in the String Trio of New York. She's had many albums, including her first solo album, her self-titled solo album. And she's also toured with Wynton Marsalis. So, a veteran in the jazz world and an educator, a mentor, and a proponent of the Suzuki method. And, yeah.
Period. Lightly wrong with stuff. Hold on. I had a piece and I'm okay. My piece of the week is Claire de Lune by Kamasi Washington.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Not. So D word.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Classically Black Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Classically Black Podcast. If you have a piece of the suggestion, a Black Excellence suggestion, or an intermission suggestion, send it to classicallyblackpodcast@gmail.com. Join the Ebony Tower. That's patreon.com/classicallyblackpodcast. If you're Black, join ISBM. That's isblackmusicians.com. isblackmusicians on social media. Thanks for rocking with us, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Arifa Darchi.